Perhaps you've heard of Queen, but you probably don't know the backstory about how this glam band came together. This English rock band that topped the charts in the 70s and 80s is considered one of the best classic rock artists of all time. The first members, guitarist John May and drummer Roger Taylor, joined together in 1971, and later with lead vocalist Freddie Mercury. In 1972, bassist John Deacon joined the band, and they stayed in the shadows for 2 years while they practiced and continued to go to college. They came together to create music from degrees in astronomy, biology, electronics, design, and illustration. The band signed to EMI Records in 1973 and finally began touring in 74 with their debut album Queen. The band signed to EMI Records in 1973 and finally began touring in 74 with their debut album Queen. It wasn't until their third album, Sheer Heart Attack, that they had a breakthrough. Killer Queen, a track from Sheer Heart Attack, shot to the number 2 spot in the UK's Top 100. This was Queen's first song to hit the charts in the United States. She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. She says, just like Marie Antoinette, a building a remedy for Christoph and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well versed in etiquette, extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, jetty, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China, but down to Geisha minor. Then again, incidentally, if you're that It was Queen's masterpiece, A Night at the Opera, in 1975 that gave them their claim to fame. The album went to number 5 in the US, but held steady in the UK for 9 consecutive weeks. This was the birth of one of Queen's most iconic songs, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy.
Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low.
Anyway the wind blows
doesn't really matter to me.
Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead.
Back again this time tomorrow. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Figaro,
Magnifico.
I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah,
no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Let me go!
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia!
Mamma mia, let me go!
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me.
Bohemian Rhapsody was written by Mercury and used voice tracking to achieve the opera-like sound, which would later set them apart from any other rock bands at the time. In 1976, they released their fourth album, A Day at the Races, which included a single, Somebody to Love, where May, Taylor, and Mercury multi-tracked their voices to create a 100-voice gospel choir, just like they did in Bohemian Rhapsody.
We'll be right back.
During their tour of the Day at the Races, Queen sold out shows in Madison Square Garden, New York, and in Earl's Court, London, in June of 1977. Later that year, Queen released their sixth album, News of the World, which went platinum 4 times in the U.S. and 2 times in the United Kingdom. This album contained many hits, including the chart topper, We Will Rock You, and the ballad, We Are the Champions, both of which have become sports anthems worldwide. We Are the Champions is supposedly written by Mercury to be a gay rights song, but is now a symbol for sports wins today. Although Queen is known for their numerous hits and unique sound, they were especially liked for their over-the-top performances. Freddie Mercury was the star of the shows, with his killer vocals and colorful style. Mercury was considered a god among singers, with his 5-octave range, ranging from a bass's F2 to a soprano's F6 and jumping effortlessly in between.
Yeah.
1978, the band released the album Jazz, which rocketed to the number 2 spot in the UK and the number 6 in the US. Jazz featured the hits Fat Bottom Girls and Bicycle Race, which for the music video, Queen rented out Wimbledon Stadium in London for a day so that they could film their video with 65 naked models that staged a nude bicycle race. In 1979 and 80, Queen spent most of the year touring with The Game. This album had hits like Crazy Little Thing Called Love and Another One Bites the Dust. This would become their first album to reach the number one spot in the United States. And again, Queen sold out many shows in Madison Square Garden and other huge venues.
Let's go! He walks further down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey. Hey, we're gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. Dust!
Another one busts the dust. Ow! Another one busts the dust. Hey, hey! Another one busts the dust. Hey!
At the 8th Annual American Music Awards in 1981, Queen won their first big award as Another One Bites the Dust took the crown for favorite pop rock single, beating out Pink Floyd and Diana Ross. They also made history during their tour of the game in Argentina by drawing a crowd of 300,000 in Buenos Aires. Later that year, Queen released their first Greatest Hits album, which went platinum 8 times and sold over 25 million copies worldwide.
But a sham it seems. Years till I will live, till I love you, till I die. Send, send, send me. Can't face this life alone. Send.
In 1981, Roger Taylor became the first member of Queen to release his own album titled Fun in Space. Shortly after, Queen released another album in 1982, Hot Space, that featured funky and upbeat songs much like their first albums. Staying Power was one of the most loved songs off of this record. The band released their seventh studio album, The Works, that featured hit songs such as I Wanna Break Free and Radio Gaga. Although this album flopped in the US, it had great success across the pond.
Your light.
During what some call the greatest rock performance of all time, Queen played for a TV crowd of 1.9 billion at Wembley Stadium in 1985. They sold the show at the Live Aid performance as Mercury performed Radio Gaga for billions of people. It was in 1986 that Queen went on their last tour with Mercury for their album, A Kind of Magic.
It's a kind of magic. It's a kind of magic. A kind of magic. One dream, one soul, one prize, one goal, one golden glance of what should be. It's a kind of magic. One shaft of light that shows the way. It's a kind of magic. The bell that rings inside your
magic,
magic,
magic.
Queen went on to record their albums The Miracle, Made in Heaven, and Innuendo that featured the chart topper The Show Must Go On. There wasn't too much to speak on about Freddie Mercury's death. It was suspected that he was suffering from AIDS as he slowly started to fade from the public eye starting in 1988. But it wasn't until November 23rd of 91 that Mercury issued a statement on his deathbed that he had AIDS. Less than 24 hours later, Mercury died of bronchital pneumonia, which was worsened by his disease.
Empty spaces, what are we living for? Abandoned places, I guess we know the score. On and on, does anybody know what we are looking for? Another hero, another mindless cry behind the curtain in the pantomime. Hold the line. Does anybody want to take it anymore?
1992, the Freddie Mercury tribute concert in Wembley Stadium featured performers such as Def Leppard, Elton John, and Metallica, who covered Queen's greatest hits with the three original members. This glam band's music is often highlighted in movies and remains a staple in classic rock today. Although Mercury is no longer with us, Queen lives on to be one of the best classic rock bands of all time.